With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Do you have dogs?
I do.
Do you ever walk them off the leash?
No, they're giant horses.
Well, Marissa walked her toy poodle at her apartment complex off the leash, and the neighbors are complaining.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak to Marissa?
This is Marissa.
Hi, Marissa. This is Bob Canterbury. I'm calling from the management office.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing all right. The reason of my call today, it seems that we've had several complaints about you walking your dog without a leash and not picking up after him.
No. I always use a leash.
We have several eyewitnesses that have seen you walk your dog without a leash. Are you telling me they're lying to me?
Okay, so this is supposed to be an apartment complex where we're all neighbors. I mean, I have a tiny little poodle, Versace, and Versace, get down. Sometimes I don't use a leash, but it's like once in a rare blue moon. And besides that, I feel like people are never using a leash. This is supposed to be a dog-friendly community, so...
Number one, you just admitted to walking your dog off the leash. Number two, your dog's name is Versace?
Yeah.
I should have known you were high maintenance.
What was your name again, sir? I don't know that we've met.
Bob Canterbury. I am the office manager here.
Okay, so listen. It's not a big deal. I'm sorry. I feel like a lot of people don't use leashes. It is a dog-friendly complex. I have a tiny little, like, 6-pound poodle. He's amazing.
Marissa,
he's not aggressive,
Marissa.
So I don't really understand why. I'm just saying I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, make a big deal out of anything.
Let's just nip this in the bud right now, okay? You can't let your dog, Versace, take a crap wherever he wants.
Well, first of all, don't. Okay, you're talking down to me, and I can tell you're, like, making fun of my dog's name, which is not cool at all.
Marissa, all I hear is...
You're making me feel really bad right now.
This entire phone call is a complete waste of my time right now, but hang on one second, okay? Her dog's name is Versace! What a stupid name!
Hey, I can hear you!
Hi, Marissa.
I can hear you. I just heard you.
Listen, you sound like a real piece of work. I just want to make sure we get this squared away so my office isn't inundated by complaints about your dog everywhere.
My dog doesn't everywhere, first of all. And second of all, I pay a lot of money to live here.
There are laws for everything, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay. I already said I'm sorry. What else do you want me to do?
Keep your Versace dog on a leash, and we won't have this problem moving forward. Do I make myself clear?
First of all, who said they saw my dog? Because
do you know a guy named James, Marissa?
Yeah, my husband.
Well, James called the Nico Show and wanted us to prank phone call you today.
The Nico Show.
It's Nico from 94.5 Cool FM.
Oh my God, are you?
Listen, Marissa, I'm a dog lover.
Oh my God.
And I have a little dog, too, that I walk off leash. And he poops here and there.
A little bit of marbles. Marble-sized turds don't really hurt anybody.
No, they're, like, literally, like, micro-sized mouse poops. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, thank your husband, James, for us, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And now keep that dang dog on a leash.
I'm still freaking out. Oh, my God. Am I on the radio? I'm going to be on the radio. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much, Nico. You guys are the best. I'm so glad I'm not in trouble, too. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Amazing. It's a good day. Okay.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.